Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I can't say that I've pruned any grapevines this year. I don't have any grapevines. Though I did use my lawnmower to mow some monkey grass, and it worked. The monkey grass looks healthier. And it's growing great this spring. Fresh, new growth. Plants need pruning. The trick is knowing when and how much to prune them, right? Our Lord describes part of his work as a master pruner, one who prunes, or as a vine dresser, as Jesus calls the Father, a vine dresser in our text. Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear even more fruit. Pruning the lives of Christians means that we may have some things in our lives that God prunes, that he takes away, in order to bring about new growth, stronger branches, more fruit, better fruit. But during the time of pruning, it is tough to experience the loss. It may be the loss of a job. It may be the loss of a friend. Maybe somebody you relied upon and even saw a great future with. But God in his wisdom takes that away. It may be the loss of a family member. God can prune even that from our lives. And we feel lost without them. Pruning can be devastatingly painful. We know God has his reasons. Our ways are not his ways, neither are our ways his or ours. So we must learn to live by faith in his will and his pruning that takes place. Rather than get mad at God who prunes, we learn to humbly ask how we must grow without all our branches that we had before, and how we should be fruitful and maybe even stronger because of it. We must remember that pruning can make us healthier. Pruning will allow us to have fresh, new growth. Christ Jesus, however, casts himself in the text today at the center of any growing and fruit-producing activity. We are not all independent plants or branches. It is not just me and God, or just me, or you and God. And let's just keep our opinions of God to ourselves and go about our business of doing good for God and for others, and everything will be fine. No, Jesus says, I am the vine. My Father is the vine dresser, and you are the branches. You see, the problem is when branches try to declare independence in terms of producing fruit, which I interpret as faith and love. Branches must have a source for nutrients, for water, etc. We cannot produce fruit when we are disconnected from the vine. And that vine here is Christ. He says, I am the vine. That source for nutrients and water and everything we need is Jesus. He says, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. That word abide is the most used word in our text today. Abide. Abide in me. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Abiding is the chief task of a Christian in a sense. Abide in the word. That is, come to church. Hear the word being preached and being read and being learned. Come and learn. And also read the word at home. Not just at church, but read it in your lives and apply it. When trouble comes, when losses are mounting up, what do you do? Abide. in the Word. Abide in Christ Jesus, he says. Troubled branches are not lost branches. Troubled branches become stronger when they abide in Christ. Troubled branches bear even more fruit and better fruit. Troubled branches, abiding in Jesus' words, glorify the Father and so prove to be his disciples. It's one thing to learn and study and gain knowledge and answer 90% of the questions about the Bible on Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. It's another thing to abide in the Word of Jesus, to take hold of his teaching for life and hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it and let it speak to all your troubles. Let it comfort you in your losses and carry you through to the eternal day. Lastly, Jesus didn't say, I am the tree, you are the leaves. There are similarities, right? But he didn't say, I am the tree and you are the leaves. It's not quite the same. There is no vine dresser in that picture, caring for each branch, seeking fruit that makes for a blessed drink in a cup. Jesus didn't say, I am the chariot and you are the horses. We are not those who pull the cart while Jesus sits up there and directs us into battle. For all that leads to destruction and domineering and vainglory. Jesus did not say, I am the cloud and you are the lightning, as though we were just a flash in the sky and then gone in a flash. Or neither, I am the cloud and you are the smartphone. No. No, he knew what he was talking about. He is God in the flesh for us, and on the cross for us, and risen from the dead for us. And with the fruit of the vine, he is the drink in which we drink and live. Christ is the vine, we are the branches, and our Father is the vine dresser. Abide in Jesus. Endure the pruning. And glorify God with the fruit of faith and love. All that which ultimately comes not from us, but from Christ the vine. He who is the first fruits of the dead will glorify the Father through you. Abide in Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.